So how ANOVA works, just a little bit. We're going to come back towards the end of the semester and compare and contrast the statistics we're learning now, which are known as parametric statistics, with non-parametric statistics. And at that point, we'll take more of a look at how the inner workings of the shovel. But for right now, what I want you to know is when to use it, how to use it. We'll learn the details of both of those a little bit more later. So ANOVA stands for Analysis of Variance. Variance is a statistical term for variation or variability. In ANOVA, what we do is we sort out the variation between groups and the variation within groups. The two types of variation are then combined into a summary statistic F. There is always a summary statistic. You take your data. From your data, you form a summary statistic. In ANOVA, that summary statistic is F. From that summary statistic, you calculate a p-value. The p-value is the basis for deciding whether to retain or reject the null. If the F is small, then we can't say the groups represent populations with different means. If the F is large enough, because the p is less than 0.05, then you can say that the populations don't have the same mean. And so just to point out, within and between, the between group variation is captured by the mean difference. The within group variation is that all four of these people were treated exactly the same by us. They were given the same instructions, they were given the same task, everything is the same. Yet they don't have exactly the same score. Makes sense to us, we call that individual differences. Within the statistical model, these differences that we can't account for are called error. And so we often talk about the numerator of an ANOVA as the effect and the denominator as the error. We think we know why there's a difference in the numerator. We tried to make it by running people in different conditions. We don't know why these four people that we treated exactly the same have the audacity to give us different scores. So we call it individual differences, but in the model it's treated as error. One of the things that we're going to do as we move up through more and more complicated models is we're always going to try and do two things. We're going to try and make more comparisons at a time, and we're going to try and reduce the error, making the comparisons more powerful.